Okay, so we're just going to run over some of the halachas that happened this year because of Tisha B'Av falling out on Shabbos. So I broke it up to a few different steps. We have Erev Shabbos, which is tomorrow. Then we have, which is really technically Erev Tisha B'Av. And then we have Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av. And then we'll have Matzei Shabbos, Matzei Tisha B'Av. And then we'll go into Tisha B'Av itself, and then Matzei Tisha B'Av. So just to talk about the halachas, and I'm sure I left out, but I wanted to get the main points from each thing. So Erev Shabbos tomorrow. So what are we allowed to do? What are we not allowed to do? Is there anything that we're not allowed to do? So we know that you're not supposed to be, there's an Issur Rechitza during the 9 days. You're not supposed to be taking Rechitza. We don't swim. We don't take showers. So tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to take showers. That's the biggie. So what type of shower are you allowed to take? So if you want the heter, there's for sure a heter out there to take a full-blown regular shower, your whole body, hot shower, like you normally do every Friday. There's certainly that heter to rely on. The chachila, if you want to be a little more chomer, so then even the Mishabur already talks about this, he says that you can do panav yadav raglav, you do your face, your hands, and your feet, and chafifas harayish, also your head in hot water as well. So you can, even if according to Mishnah Berurah, panav yadav raglav and your head to do in hot water. Shaila is not so clear from the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't seem like he's into letting the heter of shampoo or soap. Lysa, you know, if you've been going the whole week without showering and you know, you get sweaty outside watching the kids. So if your intentions are to just get off your sweat and get off your dirt, and that's really what you're taking the shower for, so then even to use soap and shampoo, bizman hazeh, there's certainly what to rely on. I guess I would say that the best way, if you want to be, you know, as machmer as you like, so then you can really do what you should do is you take a little colder than what you normally do. You know, do it much more lishma. And you take a little colder, a little faster, you know, and just get in and out, clean what you can, you know, clean, use soap, use shampoo, just clean it up quickly. Colder shower. It doesn't have to be cold. Even if we say when it says you should take a cold shower, it doesn't mean cold. It means what we call paishrin, which is not too cold, but you know, not too hot either. So yeah. So tomorrow, okay. Now there's a the Be'al Locha says that lechatchila.
It's not time related. It's not like you have a certain time.
About to get to that. So lechatchila, the Be'al Locha says that really tomorrow, because it's Erev Tisha B'Av, so what you should do is you really lechatchila you should try to take before chatzos, take a shower before chatzos. But if, and the Be'al Locha already speaks this out on the end of Tav Kuf Nun Aleph. But if Lamaisa, the rest of the day, you're going to be busy, you're going to be watching the kids, you're going to be running around, and if you take a shower before Chatzos, or as soon as you get up in the morning, you're just going to get all sweaty again, it's not going to be Kavod Shabbos going into Shabbos that way, so then already there's no, you know, no more L'chatchila to take it before Chatzos if you're just going to go into Shabbos dirty anyway. So in that case, you should just take, your regular time. What about cutting nails? So Halacha is that it's mutter to cut nails also. Tomorrow was also mutter last week. Erev Shabbos is mutter to cut nails, so you cut your nails. Now, what about if you want to cut both your nails? Because you haven't been cutting your nails all week, so you want to cut both. You're not supposed to cut both your nails in one day. So what you can do is, it's very simple. You can start cutting ready tonight. Cut one set of nails tonight, and then tomorrow, cut a different set of nails. It's not going to be considered the same day. And it will still be considered a covered Shabbos if you do it tonight.
Hands and feet? Or
right, I'm saying hands and feet. No, I'm saying hands and feet too. So you're not supposed to do hands and feet the same day. So you can do, you know, your feet tonight, or hands tomorrow, whatever, if you want to cut, you break it up like that. Okay, brushing your hat is no problem. Shining your shoes is a shaila. It seems that Lakuliyama, what you could do with shining your shoes, if you'd like, is to use the liquid ones that you just, you know, put on with that, what do you call that?
You know, shine.
Right, they're just, you know, without, not the fancy set, you know, the fancy set.
That we used to play with it.
You know, the fancy set where you put the first thing on, and then you brush it, and then you have the fancy cloth. Right, so all that thing you should leave aside. If you have the liquid one, that's better to do, but you could do it if you'd like to do it. Okay, that takes care of Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, A lot of obviously eat meat and drink wine. That's no problem. But there's some other halachas, and one of the halachas that it speaks out here is that there's a shayla, but since lamaisa is considered Tisha B'Av, so shayla mechaber mo whether you're allowed to be with your wife or not. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that really it's you should not, and the Aruch HaShulchan also goes that way. The Gain was Makel. The Mishnah Berurah gives you a heter if it's Lal Tefillah. So if tomorrow night is Lal Tefillah, then even according to Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to be with your wife then. There's a shaila about if you even want to be machmer, what about Kibbuk V'Nishik? That's you can be done. There's both ways to go on that one. But the Iker Zach is that it seems that the minig is, according to Mishabur and the Aruch HaShulchan, is the minig is not to. There's another shiloh about learning Torah. So you're allowed to learn Torah after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, you're allowed to learn Torah on Shabbos, no shiloh. The shiloh is what about after Chatzos? Because really, again, the halacha is Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to be learning after Chatzos. So what about on Shabbos, now that it's Shabbos? So there's all the way at the end of Taf Kuf Nun Gimel, I encourage everybody to read this Ber Halacha because it's really beautiful. But the Mishnah Berurah brings both Tzadim, whether it's Mutta to learn after Chatzos on Shabbos, brings both ways. But in the Ber Halacha, he spends the entire time quoting the Maimer Mordechai. And the Maimer Mordechai goes Ba'arichas, saying how this thing that we're not learning Erev Tisha B'Av, he says that if he wouldn't be scared from his friends, he would say that even on Tisha B'Av itself, you should learn. If he wouldn't be scared, because really there's so much bittul Torah that goes on in the name of Tisha B'Av and the name of Erev Tisha B'Av. He says even though really the only reason why you're not supposed to be learning these things is because you're supposed to be learning other things, dvarim that are the things that are mutter. But he says that you look around. He says himself, I was Misrash. This is the Maimon Mordechai talking about. He lived around the time of Kveger, and he's saying that even he himself was he didn't learn as good, and therefore he says that Avada, if it comes out Erev Tisha B'Av, if it comes out on Shabbos, there's certainly room to be Makel and to learn whatever you'd like to learn, and not to be Machmer, not to learn. Is there any Indian of Sudam of Sakas? So if it's on Shabbos, there's no Sudam of Sakas that we have on Shabbos. Of course you want to eat enough Shal Shudas so that you're full and you're ready for the tainus. Preferably you shouldn't be having the Shal Shudas with friends. Now if normally you always have Shal Shudas with friends, Chaverim. So then, if you don't, then it's like showing Avelis. You're not allowed to show Avelis on Shabbos. So if you always have with friends and then you don't, but I think most of us don't usually have friends over for Shal Shudas. It's not usually the meal that we invite people. So we shouldn't, on this Shabbos, say, hey, we have so much time now, we're not going to be in Shul, it's an early Mincha, we should go hang out with our friends now for Shal Shudas. That's probably better not to do that. Okay. After Shkia. So now, what we're going to do is Yidavin Mincha early, and then we're going to go home. We're going to have Shal Shudas ourselves. We can have Shal Shudas before. There's no inyo, by the way, to have the egg. You don't have to have the egg. You don't have to have the sit alone. None of those halachas apply. You can eat whatever you want, as much as you want. What?
Fleshiks
too. Have fleshiks if you want. You can have whatever you want. up until Shkia, but you have to stop by Shkia. It's a mistake. Sometimes people think, okay, it's Shal Shudas. And I know normally on a regular Shabbos you can continue eating after Shkia, and then bench. It says, but no, when it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you got to stop by Shkia. Now after Shkia, we're kind of in this limbo state because it's not it's after Shkia, but it's before Tzeis. So there is an Isser Rechitza. The Isser Rechitza starts Shkia. Normally on a regular Tisha B'Av, the Isurim start Shkia. So you can't. The Rechitza is also Talmud Torah is aser, you're supposed to be learning. Those are the things that are aser after Shkia. But you're supposed to continue wearing your shoes after Shkia. And you're supposed to be sitting up high still. You're not supposed to be sitting low. So you do that from Shkia through till Tseis. And then after Tseis, then that's when you take off your shoes and you change clothing. And before I get on to the next thing, we're really going to get into Motzei Shabbos. I want to say one thing. There's a lot of times people like taking Tzaim Kal pills. You know, make your caffeine pills, whatever, to make your tinnitus a little easier. Right, time release pills. So are you allowed to take those pills on Shabbos? Are you allowed to take those pills on Shabbos or not? So halacha is you're allowed to take those pills on Shabbos. You are, you know, even though there's no problem with achana, there's no problem, you're allowed to take the time release pills on Shabbos, even though you're really doing it for...
And then you're doing it, it's going to be more for the time.
You're doing it absolutely for the tinnitus.
What is this?
The time release pills? You ever heard of these time release pills?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is this for?
For fast.
It's
time release capsule. But add their Tylenol or caffeine in.
I'm fasting wrong.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah. To find these. Makes it easier?
Oh, yeah.
I've never taken it either, so I don't know.
You don't
need it. Okay, so so you'll have to take those pills, and then, okay, good. So Matzah Shabbos comes. So this is very important, Matzah Shabbos. So Matzah Shabbos comes when it's after Tseis. This is very important. After Tseis, so the first thing that you do now, it goes, but whatever you hold Tseis is. If you hold Tseis is 50, you hold 70, whatever you hold Tseis is, as soon as it hits that time, that's when you have to start being Noig, taking off your shoes and changing your clothes. So you should, first thing that you should do is say Baruch Hamavdu Mikadosh L'chol. You cannot do any malacha until you say Baruch Hamavdu. You can't drive to shul in Davin Mariv without saying Baruch Hamavdu. You got to say Baruch Hamavdu Mikadosh L'chol. And you should take off your shoes. You should change into weekday clothing. Some people just change their shoes and come to shul in their Shabbos clothing. That's not really how you're supposed to be davening Tisha B'Av. That's good davening in Shabbos clothing. So make sure you do those two things. And also, there's a shayla, exactly what are you supposed to do with Bayre Me'ayre Ha'esh? Seems, after a little bit of research over here, that you want to be Yaitza your wife also. Your wife also wants to be Yaitza in Bayre Me'ayre Ha'esh. And if you do it in shul only, then you're not going to be able to, you know, how's your wife going to be Yaitza? And there's a shayla that she has to say it herself. So really, the biggest smile is that after that, you make a Bayir Meresh at home. You say the bracha, and have your wife in mind, and she can do, you know, the ish, and then come to shul. Okay, so Baruch Hamavdil, change shoes and clothing, Bayir Meresh, come to shul, and then we will also be doing it in shul also, because there is the minigan Klal Yisrael is to do it in shul, so we'll be doing it in shul. I'll speak to you about that. Okay.
Right,
so you do it first. We daven Marv.
Use it for Eicha.
Right, first you daven Marv, and then we do it, and then we do it right before Eicha. Okay, now another thing, because the Tisha B'Av is a Nidche, so the halachas are a lot more cooler when it comes to who has to fast, and how uncomfortable you have to be in order to keep fasting, or to when you're allowed to break your fast. If you think it's a shayla by you, you ask a shayla, but. There are a lot more. There's much more room to be made by this Tisha B'Av Nidcha, especially if your wife is pregnant, or if she is a nursing child. So, if that happens, if your wife is pregnant or she's nursing, and she's feeling weak or sick or whatever it is, and you know you ask the shayla, and the Rav says you know she can break the fast, you have to be careful because she has to make avdala. You have to make avdala. So, because all she did was Eish so far. So again, once you get into Havdalah, the Shaila is that really she's not supposed to be making Havdalah for herself. Right? That's the whole Shaila, whether women are Mechuyiv in Havdalah, Bechlav. That's why we don't, really, preferably, women should not be making Havdalah. She should always be hearing it from a man. So if your wife needs to eat, so what should happen is that you, the man, will make Havdalah for her. And you're not going to drink the wine, or you're not going to drink the grape juice, but what you should do is you should make Havdalah for her, and then she'll drink it. So, if let's say it's...
Full Havdalah?
No, so you don't do Besamim, you don't do Havdalah, you just do... Right, just do Agafen, and then you do about, you know, the rest.
Do you make Havdalah again later?
Oh, so first, okay, so just let's... So, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, she's not feeling well, she tells you, so then don't just eat. You'll make Havdalah for her, and then she'll drink it. So probably you're going to do it on grape juice. Do it on grape juice, and she's probably not going to want to drink wine anyway. So you should do it, make Havdalah for her, she'll drink the grape juice, and then after, then you already your Yartza Havdalah. Then after Tisha B'Av, you don't have to say Havdalah again. Okay?
Good.
Now, Motzei Shabbos, when you go to shul, sometimes your wife wants to clean up because, you know, you just had the whole Shabbos and you've got the table filled and, you know, she wants to put away the food and she wants to start doing the dishes like your regular Motzei Shabbos routine. So, really, she should not be doing that. She can put the food away because you don't want the food to spoil. That's no problem. But cleaning up the house and washing the dishes, those type of things you should not do. So, just leave them in the sink. If it's really, if there's just... it's going to really bother her and it's going to really annoy her, so then, okay, you know, she can do it. But, you know, really, l'chadchila, she should not be doing any work. Okay, so that takes us through Matzei Shabbos. Okay, now it comes to Tisha B'Av. So, on Tisha B'Av, just run through some of the basic halachas. You know, we sit on the ground. So, what's the shir? Do you have to sit on the ground? Do you have to sit on the ground? So, already, the Ramah already says that... well, before we get to that, normally, by the way, when you have a Suda Mafsakis, there is certainly an Inyan, specifically about the Suda Mafsakis, to sit on the floor, on the ground, Karaka. This year it's on the Negev. But the rest of Tisha B'Av, when you just have to sit in a low place until Chatzais, so in that case, you can, the Ramah already says that you can already, you know, they used to bring small, safsalim, small stools to sit on instead of sitting on the floor. What's the shear? So I've seen the shear set at 3 tefachim, which is about 9-10 inches off the ground. Shlomo Zalman is a little more cool, even more Michael. He says that as long as it's nicker, that this is not your regular seat. So, you know, if you bring a low chair and everybody understands that, this, you know, what you're doing, it's not like a regular chair, then, that you know, you'd be yoytza that way also. If your wife's pregnant, and or an older person, it's hard for them to sit on the floor, they don't have to sit on the floor. They don't have to sit on a low chair. They can sit on a regular chair. Don't make your wives who are 8 months pregnant sit on the floor. Okay. Sitting in a car, I don't think we have to say it. So you hear a lot of sit in the car. There's actually an interesting shayla of a negeya bus in Eretz Yisrael. So you're allowed to sit on the bus in Eretz Yisrael. So there is one of the pesukim that I forgot which one it is now, that says that since Lamaisa you could stand on the bus, you know, there's poles for that reason, so you should stand. I think Rabbi Yasha was the one that said that that you can sit on the bus as well. Well, you know, so not just in a car, but also on the bus. Okay, then there's the Isra Rechitza on Tisha B'Av. So the Isra Rechitza, which is a little different than Rechitza the 9 days. Rechitza the 9 days, that the only Rechitza that's ushered in the 9 days is Rechitza Shel Tainug. Rechitza that you're enjoying. You're enjoying certain rechitza, that is asr. But the rechitza on Tisha B'Av that's asr is even rechitza that's not specifically a tainug, even if it's not enjoyable. So still you have to avoid rechitza. However, if you have a positive reason why you are doing rechitza, so then you are allowed to do it. So for example, if your hands are dirty. If your hands are dirty, you're allowed to clean it. You're changing the kid's diaper and your hands got dirty. So then you're not washing it, you know, even though you're not washing it for tainug, but... yeah, you're still just washing to get the dirt off. That's fine. Washing your hands in the morning to get the ruach ra off. That's also you have a positive reason to wash your hands. So then that's also, you know, you can also wash your hands in the, and you know, when we're talking about washing your hands, we're talking about till the, you know, where the fingers on. That's what you're supposed to wash. But if your hands get dirty, then you know you wash for that place. Also, if you go to the bathroom. Before davening, people like to wash their hands. You can wash your hands before davening. So those are the times that you're allowed to wash your hands. Let's say you touch your shoes. So when you touch your shoes, so that, you know, you're supposed to wash your hands after you touch your shoes. However, it's interesting. What's the pshat? Why do you wash your hands when you touch your shoes? So actually, the reason why we wash our hands, when we touch our shoes is because their shoes used to get very dirty. You know, there's a lot more. It wasn't as sanitary back then, and when their shoes would get very, very dirty just walking through the day. And if you would touch your shoes, your hands inevitably would get dirty. So therefore, you should wash your hands to keep them clean. Any that you have for nikias, you should wash your hands to keep them clean. Now there is a shita, not the Mishabu does not go with this shita, but the other shita holds that the reason why you wash your hands is for ruach ra. But Mishpura does not go with that. And therefore, if somebody on Tisha B'Av touches his shoes, and he wants to wash his hands, so really he should only wash where he touched. Part of his hand that touched. If you want to wash out Snakias to be the kind of this thing, you just wash the hands, the area, but you don't have to do a hole in the Tilas Yudayim. Okay. Then there's an Isser of Sicha. Sicha is, you know, rubbing things onto yourself. So Sicha is a little different than Rechitza. Rechitza, we said, is Aser even if it's not Tainug. But Sicha is only going to be Aser if it is Tainug. That's Mefurish and Mechaber. Mechaber says that the only Isser is Sicha Shal Tainug. So the Shaila came to Ramesha, what about the odorant? What's the odorant considered? This is not in Chuvas, so it's brought down somewhere else. Ramesha says there that since it is not a Tanug deodorant, it is to just make you that you don't smell that bad, so then deodorant would be mutter. It would be better if you have a rub on or if you have a spray. Seemed to be better to use a spray, and you're not really being a kind, you know, not really a sikh problem. Makeup is a shayla. I just heard from
that includes spray deodorant,
as I just said. So it's better to do spray deodorant if you can. Makeup is a shayla. Just heard from Shame Dying First. And we just heard the Shira from Dying First that he says that it's Aser. Makeup should be Aser. I got us another halacha sefer that said doesn't know why it should be a problem. Listen, it seems that the Dying First is saying that it's a problem. It's probably better to avoid. Okay. So another thing that's Aser on Tisha B'Av is learning Torah, like we spoke about before a little bit. So what should you do about Krish Malamita? Right, so every night before we go to sleep, right, we say Krish Malamita. So Krish Malamita, you should only say the first Parsha and Hamapel. That's what you're supposed to do by Krish Malamita.
Why is it different why is the Shul different?
No, because it's more like Lima Natair. It doesn't want to keep it away from Lima Natair. So you just say the first Parsha and you say Hamapel. You don't skip all the middle parts. Also, we know that Allah is you're supposed to make a Shinoi in how you sleep. So normally you sleep with two pillows, sleep with one pillow. I actually heard the Shiloh came in to die first. Let's say a guy only always sleeps with one pillow. Does he have to sleep with no pillows? And he was Mikkel. He said, no, if he sleeps with one pillow always.
Should you sleep with two?
He's a rock.
He's a rock.
Yeah, so that's brought down. The halacha says, yeah, Machaber says you should, you know, whatever. But, you know, some people have the minhag to sleep on a rock. I don't know. I actually do know there is a certain person that I used to go to Bungalow Colony with my Shver. And we were always up there for Tisha B'Av, and one of the people there, he would take a rock and put it under his pillow. I don't think he slept directly on the rock. I don't know how big the rock was, but everybody knew in the Bungalow Colony that this guy slept with a rock underneath his pillow. So it was, some people are still Makayim, the Minig. Tehillim, the Mishabruah brings a Shaila. Mishabruah is leaning more that you should not be saying Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. If you normally do say Tehillim, make it up afterwards. Musar, you gotta learn Musar. So it's brought down that Musar is it's not really the Talmud Torah that we're talking about. We don't want you to do is the enjoyable type of Talmud Torah, but Musar, that's hard to hear all the time. So that's going to be mutter to learn. There's another Isser of Sheila Shalom, saying hello to people. Saying, Sheila Shalom is actually literally saying Shalom to somebody. So not only is it also to say Shalom, the Shabruah says it's also to say good morning. What's the pshat? Because good morning is just in the place of Shalom. So if you allow people to say good morning, they end up saying Shalom. So this reason, we've also seen that it's also a problem to say hello, because hello is also the same thing as it's a replacement for Shalom. I did see, though, that you're allowed to say good night. So you don't have to ignore your wife when you go to sleep. You can say goodnight, and that's fine. There's no problem.
In person or on the phone?
Same thing.
They say the difference between Shalom, Dr. Shalom, that's one of Hashem's names.
Right, that's where the Isser comes from. The Isser comes from Shalom, because you're saying Hashem's name. But since good morning... since good morning... The B'nai Shabruah says good morning is also a problem.
I know.
So the reason is that since it's replace of Shalom, so therefore you're going to might come to mix it up. We don't want to do anything that's in place of Shalom. So hello is the same thing as in place of Shalom. So Shiloh's machlek is about whether you're allowed to shake your head to somebody in the morning. Just give him a little nod. So it does say, though, the Malacha says that if somebody says good morning to you, you know, a nice happy good morning to you on Tisha B'Av morning, you know, you should, not give it, you know, let them know that this is not such a...
Is
Does that apply to non-Jew also?
No, non-Jew. It's Kiddush Hashem. Nothing goes over Kiddush Hashem. So, okay.
You have to answer that.
Is there a problem with Shiloh Shalom with non-Jew?
Oh, is there a problem with Chalal and Shiloh Shalom? Because you're saying Hashem's name for it.
But even not hello or something like that.
Why don't you go up to?
Yeah.
You could say something back.
Or could you even say good morning to someone?
You say it first. You say it first to him.
Not sure.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be a Chalal Hashem if you don't. You know. But okay, you'll have to be mishar yourself whether you feel it's a Chalal Hashem if you don't. Okay, so now malacha is also really not supposed to be doing malacha on Tisha B'Av. However, you are allowed, and especially your wife is allowed to prepare for the breaking your fast. So she's allowed to prepare the Suda for after the Tainus. Again, if it's very hard for her to live in a house that's so dirty, and especially over Shabbos, and it's really bothering her, then she can clean the house. You, of course, have to be machmer not to clean it, not to help out. But if it's really bothering her, then... doing any type of, household work. You shouldn't be doing any household work, for sure. Also, the shayla is about doing malacha, work. I mean, you're talking about work in general.
You said she could bake food for afterwards. You said malacha.
Right, so baking food, there's a special hat to bake the food after the tainus. Because if you don't let them do that... Then after it's going to be very, very hard.
Do they bake anything, or so it's just for you that night, or
no? It's supposed to, you're supposed to be making for what? For
after. The question is not malacha. It's not like a dim malacha Shabbos. I mean, if you see something on the ground, can you pick up a
kashrus?
What's
the hakdor of malacha?
I'm
saying, can you make stuff? You're saying she can make stuff, but she can make stuff.
She makes stuff for after the tainus. Now, does she have to make just specifically two muffins? If
not two, but I'm saying someone can make. Five different types of cookies, and you don't need it all.
Listen, if she's really doing it for, she's allowed to do malacha for after the tainus. So if she's doing it just for after the tainus, if she can, but if she's making five different types of cookies because she knows that she has a sheva brachas, and she knows that her husband only likes one type of cookie, but really she can, this is her hatha, then but. Yeah, really, l'chatchila, she should just be concentrating on making stuff for after the fast.
She's making five different types of cookies on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. She's eating too much.
Okay, so...
She's not fasting properly.
Okay.
She doesn't have to fast
because
she's
pregnant. She's eating too much.
Okay, so just to finish up, so that basically takes us through Tisha B'Av. And again, like I said, there's much more room to be made off of.
So once Chatzos hits, now what are you allowed to do?
Right, no, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, Malacha is also after Chatzos also.
But what do you think you're allowed to do after Chatzos?
Oh, you're allowed to stand, right. So you're allowed to stand up, and then that's it. After Chatzos, then you're allowed to start sitting higher up. But Benegeya, like a regular Tisha B'Av, it's like a regular Tisha B'Av, but that's what I'm saying, the big kula this year is that if people are having trouble fasting, then there's more room to be makel depending how weak you feel or how sick you feel. If you start feeling nauseous, it's less of a madrig, you have to hit less of a threshold. So
you have to make up the fast if your wife has
I think we pass, but you don't have to make it up anymore. For
Tisha B'Av. That's what we're talking about.
As opposed to the Dal Tainus?
Yeah, not talking about the other fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe you'd have to make it up.
Tisha B'Av. But for, I think, what's the
name? Yeah, Nidche is not. Yeah. For sure not.
What about Friday? Can you wear fresh laundry clothing?
What did you say?
Going back to Friday, you can wear fresh laundry clothing to Shabbos?
Going into Shabbos. Yes, so that's the hat. The hat is you're allowed to wear regular Shabbos clothing on Shabbos.
When can you put on Shabbos clothing?
When you're allowed to put on Shabbos. Very good. So you're allowed to put on Shabbos clothing. Even if, whatever you normally get dressed, you're allowed to do. You don't have to wait till 2 minutes before Shkia to throw on, don't button it as until you walk.
Before Shabbos, you get dressed before Shabbos.
What?
If one usually gets dressed.
Yeah, whenever you normally get dressed for Shabbos, is completely fine. Yeah, yeah. Okay, now Matzei Tisha B'Av. So just is there any difference between this Matzei Tisha B'Av and a regular Matzei Tisha B'Av? So first of all, like we said, Havdalah is just on wine, and again, if you made it already for your wife, then obviously you don't make it again.
Or do you recommend doing grape juice because of the shtiyas yayin and the basis of that, or no?
So it seems that it would not.
Beer, perhaps.
No, so it should certainly not do chamar medina. It's a big shaila what exactly is considered chamar medina in the first place.
Well, if you're not drinking it, better to do
chamar medina.
Though.
No, chamar medina. Yeah, so you could make it on wine. You could make it on wine. What?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying. I'm saying chamar medina, meaning if you're going to do it on beer. Beer's not so poshut. Tea's not so poshut. Coffee's not so poshut. Chamar medina is a big shayla in the first place. But so really, I mean, wine or grape juice should be your choices. Now there is a hat to do it on wine, matzah tishba. There's no, you can do it now.
But again, if you leave your wife on tishba, you should not make again.
Do not make it again. Correct. Once you did it, you did it. You don't have to drink the wine.
We could also, it seems like there's a lot of people in this related, we could also just come to one place with the wife, and then one person will make it, everybody has to make it at home.
Or close our eyes, and one person.
So now the Shah is, when does the fast end? So does Tisha B'Av, is there any more chomer that could then when the fast ends? So the answer is no. Tisha B'Av is a derabbanan. Therefore, the halacha that we've been following is that if you can handle till 50 minutes after shkia, you should handle till 50. If it's very shvach for you and you got to break it before, you can wait 42 minutes and that'll be good. There is an iser, even though it's a nidcha, matzei Tisha B'Av, it's still usser to eat basar and drink wine. There's still a problem of drinking wine and basar and eating basar matzei Tisha B'Av even this year.
Also, meals of the yom, but that's only for Tisha B'Av, not other
fast. It's still smoldering. It's still through the next
day. Right. So that right, but since nifcha, so therefore, right.
Still, we're
yeah, but still we're doing right.
Of the day, he says.
We're still doing the basar. Okay, but also. Listening to music seems to also be a problem, matzei Tisha B'Av. And listening to music, matzei Tisha B'Av, is a problem. I know that.
Why is it any different than shaving or something like that?
Right. So shaving, no. So the reason why it will be a little different is just from, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that he only wanted to give it to you if you have a suddus by a chassan. He says that by a suddus of a chassan, then he says I'm going to let you play music. So it's mashma there, prima godam over there is mashma, right on there is mashma that would only be by a sudas mitzvah, like a sudas by a chasim. But
what's the svarga aser at that point? Meaning,
well, basri
yain is because of the fast.
Yeah, no. So I mean, that's how it seems from the prima godam. That's how the Sharatim brings it, the Mishabur brings it. So they don't say mefurish that you're allowed to listen. Well, they never said that it's also to, right. Never said it's also to listen, but. It does bring there that you're allowed to listen by a sudas mitzvah. So it would seem to be mashma that if you can listen by a sudas mitzvah, it's mashma that if it's not a sudas mitzvah, you can't. Anyway, Agav, this week, this year, we end, I'm saying, by the time you're finishing breaking your fast, it's going to be 11 o'clock. So it's just going to be a question of, you know, putting on 2 minutes of music before you go to sleep. You know, it shouldn't be a big problem. But everything else is mutter. You're allowed to take showers, you're allowed to shave, you're allowed to do all that good stuff.
So, basar v'yayin and music is mutter the next
morning? There is a shayla, there is a shayla about the music. I know that's, it's not so posh, but again, it seems to the Mishnah Berurah and the Bar Ilacha. I mean, that's how he brings it. Mishnah Berurah brings it only by.
But doesn't he in general hold the music, though? People say in general since the.
He doesn't say, right. No, you're right. He never. He never said anything about music. He said he's only, the only thing that he said was aser was rikudim, making circles.
Music that we have
nowadays
is really considered.
Agav, you should know that Agav, the Aruch HaShulchan, as I spoke about before, Aruch HaShulchan says that rikudim and mechaylis are aser. Kol shekei music is. I don't have to mention music is.
Yeah.
So it could be the Mishnah Berurah also. He's in the same thing. Rikudim mechaylis are aser. Kol shekei no music. You don't have to say
this year. These are all things that we could do, music or whatever, is first thing in the morning, or you still have to...
Yeah, first thing in the morning. So first thing in the morning.
Don't they say
Chatzos
for
Basar V'yayin? Basar V'yayin, even by... I don't know. I don't think so. I'll take another look, but I don't think you said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.